At 11 o'clock this morning for playback at this time.
Support for today's broadcast comes from World Gourmet Foods, now at 105 Krispy Kreme Drive in Bloomington, with over 200 kinds of specialty extra virgin olive oil and more. Daily tasting and an extensive Saturday tasting with over 50 items. Information at worldgourmetfoods.com, bringing the taste of the world to Bloomington Normal.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Tom Rogers. AM 580 News happens right now at 12:30. Out of hundreds of speeding violations in Illinois, many motorists aren't being convicted under a law aimed at slowing traffic in construction zones. Court records show Cook County hasn't recorded one conviction, with the hefty fines and court costs allowed under the law in the county's roughly 800 cases so far this year. In most of the cases, the charges were dismissed or reduced to regular speeding tickets with much smaller fines. According to the law, judges are to fine speeders in 45-mile-an-hour work zones with minimum $375 fines and court costs of as much as $300 extra. Prosecutors blame poor photo quality for the many cases that were either thrown out or not prosecuted. In DuPage County, just 85 out of about 650 drivers ticketed in work zones were convicted and hit with the large fines and court costs. The Catholic Diocese of Belleville is planning to appeal a recent decision over a decades-old sex abuse case. Bishop Edward Braxton has sent a letter to the diocesan priests to be read to parishioners over the weekend. Last month, a St. Clair County jury found that the diocese had conspired to keep allegations of sex abuse by the Reverend Raymond Kaunacki quiet. The jury also ordered the diocese to pay former altar boy James Wisniewski, now living in Champaign, $5 million. A victim's advocacy group called SNAP responded quickly to news of the appeal. Barbara Doris says Bishop Braxton is intimidating other victims into silence.
He is sending a message to any child who is being sexually abused that if you come forward, no one will help you. We will do everything in our power to protect the man or the woman that is sexually assaulting you and do nothing to protect you.
In the letter, Bishop Braxton says the appeal may appear to prolong the suffering of those affected, but he says complying with the ruling would diminish the diocese's resources of ability to continue to serve its people. A 20-mile stretch of Illinois River remains closed to recreational traffic. The Coast Guard in St. Louis says it continues to monitor the river that became swollen earlier this month by the torrential remnants of Hurricane Ike. It's not clear when the river stretch from about Beardstown in Cass County to Schuyler County might reopen. Coast Guard officials say the high river level creates current and debris hazards to smaller craft. The entire Illinois River, though, remains open to commercial craft. School officials in Monticello, Indiana, are planning a community service for four special needs students who died in a horrific bus crash last week. The service begins tonight in the auditorium of Twin Lakes High School. Donations will be divided among the families of the four victims. The crash on Friday on U.S. 24 near Logansport, Indiana, killed 5-year-old Lauren Moline, 9-year-old Kale Siebold, and Trevor Ingram and Tyler Geiger, both aged 10. They died when the Twin Lakes bus they were riding home from school in Logansport was hit by two dump trucks. Donations of the families also are being accepted at the Twin Lakes School's central office in Monticello. When students drop out of school, they sabotage their chances to land a job and increase their chances of landing in jail. And Illinois taxpayers are footing the bill, according to a new report. Julia McAvoy has more.
State Representative Jerry Mitchell's been on the road a lot over the last 2 years, crisscrossing Illinois as part of a task force determined to find a better way to re-enroll dropouts.
When we started this process, we knew it was going to be an uphill battle.
Research shows that just over 25,000 students statewide dropped out during the 2006-07 school year, and each of them cost taxpayers some $200,000 in the long run. The task force recommends funding more alternative schools that can handle these students' special needs. For Mitchell, that means more charter schools.
My whole goal is to just get some more charters for dropouts.
Of course, that means more money, and lots of it, at a time when the state is making budget cuts. I'm Julia McAvoy.
The biggest gift in the history of a Champaign home for troubled children and teens will help build a new facility. Cunningham Children's Home has received a $500,000 gift from Richard and Roseanne Knoll. The money will go toward an $8 million campaign to replace an outdated school and recreation facility on its Urbana campus. President Marlon Livingston says a new building will help teachers and others at Cunningham focus more on their students and less on the facility's shortcomings.
There's a lot of new technologies that can be put in place to assure line-of-sight supervision, and if we need to take some children out of the classroom that might be struggling with behaviors or emotions, we're able to take them out of the classroom in a safe way to another area where we can process with them kind of on a one-on-one basis.
Livingston says Cunningham's capital campaign will go on until it can pay off $20 million to build and pay off debt. It's gotten the support of former Illinois basketball coach Lou Henson and former Illini star Kendall Gill, who have raised more than $1.4 million so far. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe 2, offering gourmet sandwiches, salads, and specialty coffees with seating inside or outside in the lower courtyard of the Institute for Genomic Biology next to Morrow Plots on the U of I campus.
It's 12:36 now in the Afternoon Magazine, and we join meteorologist Ed Kieser in the weather office this afternoon. Good afternoon, Ed.
Good afternoon, Tom.
And I remember going into work this morning at about 8:30 or so, quarter after 8, and there was bright sunshine, and then I